Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, July the 24th, 1980, Barbados signed the UN Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, or CEDAW. Barbados subsequently ratified the convention on October 16th of that year, becoming only the seventh country in the world to do so. CEDAW has been described as an international bill of rights for women. It was prompted by the realization that despite the Universal Declaration on Human Rights, women in many countries in the world continue to face many forms of discrimination. The convention defines discrimination against women as any distinction, exclusion, or restriction made on the basis of sex, which has the effect or purpose of impairing or nullifying the recognition, enjoyment, or exercise by women, irrespective of their marital status, on a basis of equality of men and women, of human rights and fundamental freedoms in the political, economic, social, cultural, civil, or any other field. Since signing the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women on this day in 1980, Barbados has made remarkable strides in the fight against gender discrimination. In the intervening years, Barbados has seen two female governors general and its first female prime minister. The current cabinet includes seven female cabinet ministers out of 24, but a remarkable 18 out of 25 permanent secretaries are women. Women are also heavily represented in the judiciary and in the professions in Barbados. However, there are still areas of discrimination against women, with many women in lower paying jobs. A recent statistical survey found that on average, women in Barbados earn 83.7% of the income earned by men. Though on this measure, Barbados today ranks 7th out of 156 countries in the world. By comparison, the United States ranks 30th on that list. In other areas, such as domestic violence, Barbados still has much work to do to fulfill the promise of CEDAW.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.